Good morning, good people. It is 18th September 2020. We celebrate the memorial of Saint Joseph of Cupertino. The readings are from 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 12 to 20, and the Gospel from Luke chapter 8, verses 1 to 3. If Christ has not been raised, your faith is futile, and you are still in your sins. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 17. The kerygma of our faith is founded on the passion, death, and resurrection of our Lord Jesus. Some of us have the tendency to leave out the light of Christ that shines from the empty tomb. Glorifying Christ on the cross need to lead us to believe in the resurrection of Jesus. In the first reading, St. Paul reminds the Corinthians that the pillar and foundation of our faith is hidden in the mystery of life guaranteed in the resurrection of Christ. Our hope is strengthened in believing in His resurrection. Not believing in the resurrection of Jesus is an outright denial of the divinity of Christ that is displayed in His humanity. We cannot separate one from the other. The responsorial psalm praises, "Lord, when your glory appears, my joy will be full." Psalm 17. The Gospel highlights the contribution of women in the ministry of Jesus. The Church needs the sacrifices and selfless love of women to continue its mission that is entrusted by Christ. The sanctity and holiness of women in the Church inspires all in every culture and in domestic church. Many others who provided for them out of their resources. Luke chapter 8 verse 3. As the Church recognized their holiness and contributions throughout the history, so the Church needs to explore the ways and means of entrusting responsibilities to women in the Church. It is time to take everyone on board in expressing our faith. Without the resources and support from everyone, we cannot continue to shine among the people. Let us deal with our prejudices and reservation on women in the church, home, and workplaces. We cannot continue to be vibrant witnesses in proclaiming the love of Christ by excluding some categories of people. May we be open to include everyone in serving the Lord. May you have a lovely day. God bless you.